OC Talk Radio. Streaming, not screaming.
We're sitting here with Paul Roberts, founder and owner of OC Talk Radio. Paul, you started OC Talk Radio 7 years ago. You've had 20 to 25 shows a week for most of that time. As an old PR guy, what have you learned in doing these literally thousands of podcasts?
I have learned the power of podcasting. Podcasting is very unique. The Columbia School of Journalism wrote, in a world where everything's getting shorter and faster, here's a medium where people will give you 30 minutes to tell your story, not 30 seconds. And the power of that is really threefold. It's the power to brand yourself. Look at what I know and who I know. It's a way to prospect or network, to connect with people. Hey, can we take you to lunch? No. How about being on our radio show and talking about what you do? And then they share it with their community in the world, so it becomes viral marketing. And then it's the power of creating content. That's how people get found today. It isn't an ad anymore. They don't want to hear your pitch right away. They want to be told something, taught something, shown something. So it's creating content that you can use in your social media, in your website. You can use it in your sales presentations to start a conversation or to continue a conversation. And then it's the long tail effect of having that conversation up on the internet over years, and it's searchable, it's findable, it's archivable. You can find it on iTunes and elsewhere, on other people's websites. They share it, they link to it. So all of that, it's the power to brand yourself, to meet people and start conversations.
Paul, I would add to that the fact that it's on the smartphone.
And that really is another thing I didn't realize at first. As the whole world has moved to a 3-inch screen, why are we still writing pages and pages and pages of stuff? You can't read on a 3-inch screen. You can watch and you can listen. So I think the whole world's going to have to adapt their whole marketing to that new medium.
Question number two, Strategic Investor Radio has now done about 250 interviews. You've been the producer for every one of those, and afterwards, you always have a conversation with the people. What have you learned about the financial industry in doing this?
I'm amazed. For an industry that's so sophisticated, they are so backwards in their marketing. It feels like they're still marketing like it's the 1980s. They have sales staff that drive around and do dog and pony shows at offices. They bring pizza and try and get everybody to sit there through lunch through a long PowerPoint presentation. Why? Why don't they take advantage of the multimedia that's out there, particularly with smartphones? If you're going to go to these places, why not send them something in advance so they're prepped? Why not send them something afterwards as a follow-up piece? And in particular, if you're trying to pitch advisors and to get their clients interested, why not give them something that they can then easily forward to their client rather than trying to remember all the intricacies of your presentation?
So, Paul, you've got some ideas on ways that OC Talk Radio can benefit and help the kinds of guests we've been having on our show.
And that feeds into the other point that we've learned, which is that it isn't a once-and-done medium. When I was in real radio 1,000 years ago, when the show was over, it was over. Now it just begins. We take that audio and try and find other ways to repurpose it and reuse it. For example, we can turn it into a video, either by putting a visual overlay on top of it, sort of an animated PowerPoint, or we can actually record video that can get turned into a YouTube. So in one session, you can get audio and video out of it. Then we can go get a transcript done of it. Why? Because it's like writing a 5,000-word blog instead of a 500-word blog. The search engines eat it up. The spiders come and gobble all that up and suddenly have new places to categorize you. And, oh, you're talking about this and this and this. Well, we'll make you pop up in this search and under this search term. And it has powerful effect on your search engine optimization. Again, the average time people spend on a website is 30 seconds. What can you learn in 30 seconds, particularly about a sophisticated investment strategy? But if you can get people to sit there for 30 minutes or more, you've not only got more chance to engage with them and start a conversation, but Google says, I don't know what's going on, but they're staying here for 30 minutes. We got to move them up in the search engine optimization. More things to link to, more things to share, all that stuff they try and teach you to do. So powerful SEO benefit to doing audio and video, particularly if you embed the transcript. It's the whole idea, again, of content marketing. Content is how you get found today. It's what people are looking for. They're not looking for your ad. They're not ready to listen to your pitch until first you teach them something or tell them something or share something with them. So they're looking for an answer to a problem. Give them content. That's how you get found. That's how you start a conversation. And if you do it right, it's how you continue the conversation and carry them through the buyer's journey, as they call it.
So, Paul, what does OC Talk Radio have to offer to bring folks into the 21st century?
Well, again, our whole idea is trying to figure out how to do this quickly and simply. You get the guests, we do the rest. We can help you create a podcast that gets turned into a video cast, that gets turned into a transcript for SEO purposes, for content, for sales, for marketing, for meeting people and starting conversations. We can help you do all that. And the idea is to do it quickly and professionally and powerfully. We know how to put all that stuff together now after all the years of packaging your shows and others. And perhaps even more important for the financial world, we've now, because we're a real radio station, we've found a way to distribute this content to others. We're not just trying to be a recording studio. We use this content on our own station to sell ads and build an audience and whatnot. And we found that we can take that same content and share it with other distribution platforms, sophisticated platforms. Thomson Reuters just signed an agreement with us to take some of our shows. iHeart has taken some of our shows. Other individual niche publications have taken some of our shows. And why? Because we've got the audio video content that they can't create. They're hungry for content. They're starved for it. They have an insatiable appetite. They can't do it themselves. So we license it for them. It's another way we can make money, and it's another way we can build an audience for your message.
So how can OC Talk Radio keep this cost effective?
Well, again, I think we've found other ways to make money off of it. It's a way for us to build our audience online. It's a way for us to build distribution with other platforms, to license it to them, to sell ads around it. So we're not just trying to make money off of the simple production of it. We want to cover our costs and make some money doing that. But the real benefit to us is creating the content, as it is for the client.
So tell us just briefly more about the distribution system. You did not mention Asset TV. You did not mention distribution partners.
Well, again, I was trying to be quick here, but we've got a whole list. We keep updating it all the time. So by the time somebody hears this, we may have added two or three more. But currently, we have a distribution agreement for our financial shows, our investment shows, on Asset TV, normally a very expensive platform to get on. They've made us a screaming deal because they're looking for the kind of high quality content that we're creating, and they need to fill space like everybody else does. So again, whatever we create, we can get distributed on Asset TV today. We can also get it distributed, the audio part of it, on Thomson Reuters, the financial platforms. I guess they're a competitor to Bloomberg or something like it, the terminals that they offer to people. And got other niche publications, Daily Alts, and others that we're talking to. I don't want to get too excited here, but we think there's a whole world of distribution waiting for this kind of content. We currently have some of those in place. Talk to us. I'm sure we'll have some new ones by the time you hear this.
Paul, 15 seconds for final word.
The power of podcasting. You don't have to wait for somebody else to tell your story. You can tell it directly to your customers. And again, not just to get found and to start a conversation, but to continue the conversation and answer all the questions. Imagine if you could sit in front of a prospect. What would they ask you? That's what we try and do in this interview format. Can't be a puff piece. Got to be real. It's got to be genuine. And it's got to really give them some value.
Thank you, Paul, very much. Again, this is Charlie Wright wishing you an enjoyable week and productive investing for Strategic Investor Radio.